We're back and we are different.
Nothing too crazy though. We just found that Okay Sorry was just so popular that other people were using that name and we needed something a little bit different.
Yeah, we're a bit rebrandy. Is that, yeah. Can you call it rebrandy? We're rebranding.
We're nothing crazy now.
Yeah.
Because really, our stories are tame, right?
So tame, super boring, nothing out of the ordinary.
Mm-hmm. So it's been a year.
And you know what? Recently people have started, like more and more people have started listening to our podcast.
Yes.
And they have actually noted too. They're like, wait, what? These are all from over a year ago. I'm like, okay, mm-hmm. We hear you people.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And we have changed. One of us has ADHD and it's Simone.
I feel like we should have made them guess for a moment and be like, maybe. Who would have had ADHD?
Yes. I'm not sure it was a guess for anyone else but me. Yeah.
I think we all knew.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So, talking about a whole year and talking about growth, I saw this quote the other day. And it was, if you are the same person you were a year ago, that's terrifying because you want to grow.
Yeah, absolutely. I love that quote.
Mm-hmm. And so then that got me thinking about high school, right? And like, so I graduated 22 years ago and I'm thinking, who was I then to who I am now?
Yeah.
And there are some areas where I'm like, well, there's not a lot of growth. And let me explain, right? Mm-hmm. So there is a yearbook from year 12, yearbook, and in it you have got a picture of yourself. Mine is horrifying. So that has grown.
I wish we had that as a visual right now.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's like when you go in for your student ID. Yeah. One, I did that, slapped my hair out, whatever, and then I didn't go back to get it retaken for the yearbook. Oh. And then it has, like, your future goal, your motto, all that, mm-hmm. and what you want to be when you grow up or some shit like that. I don't know.
Yeah.
Anyway, so I was looking at what my goal was, like what my life achievement was, and I still have not achieved this. So does that mean that I haven't grown? So this is printed in a yearbook. This is not me writing it. This is official school yearbook was printed. It says, I want to fornicate in a Qantas airplane.
No, it doesn't.
Now, listen, I think it's great that I said Qantas and not Ansett because they're no longer around, but I still have not achieved that goal.
I cannot believe that was allowed to be. No. I think this is clearly some public school shit.
I mean, I've been handcuffed to a bull bar of a fucking 4x4, but on the side of the road to Cooma, but I have not done that in an aeroplane yet. Have you?
No, I haven't.
Any activity in an aeroplane?
I have not had any activity in an aeroplane. I do have fear of flying, probably why.
Okay.
Maybe if someone sedated me and took advantage of me, then
that. Well, that's some kind of fantasy.
But, so you... so, do you plan on, now that you've read that, do you... Is that your hopes and dreams
no,
that you achieve that
goal? Listen, I don't think that I ever have this goal. I think that I thought it was hilarious
right. And
I was testing the boundaries. So I guess in some ways I do still do that. I do test the boundaries, right?
Yeah.
And so, okay, I was thinking 20 years on, if people are going through this yearbook and they're looking at everyone's goals and want to reflect back and they go, oh, Holly, let's look up and see what she's up to.
Oh my God. You know what, though? They'll be like, based on what she wrote, yes, she's still...
Checks out.
It all checks out.
Checks out. Right? They're like, okay, cool. No aeroplane photographs here, but there's a lot of her naked on the internet.
Yes, you weren't far off the mark.
No, that's the thing. So did I grow or didn't I grow?
Well,
I change? I think I'm exactly the same perverted person as I was then.
I think I grew.
Okay.
I actually have nothing as fun and wild to tell you like you've told everybody else, but I was, you know what, if people were to look me up,
mm-hmm.
but reflect on the girl that was at school with them. Mm-hmm. I was giving guys head in the back of a car.
Mm-hmm.
And they would have thought I was going nowhere. Mm-hmm. No.
I mean, you were going somewhere.
Well. Yeah, I was in a car. But
I mean, probably pregnant as a teen.
Yeah. Well, you know what? Well, so it, well. Yes, I was. Oh my God, I haven't grown.
You suck at some guy into marrying you. You popped out 4 kids. He can't fucking leave now.
Oh, he wasn't the bloke I was giving it to, though. Okay, stop that. That's enough.
Okay.
No, so I was into boys.
Mm-hmm.
I was big into boys, and I was a dropout, and, well, some people call it dropout. I would call getting work-life experience.
I think school is just one way to learn.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. But then, yes, if they were to look at who they thought I was back then and look at my life now, they'd be like, holy shit, she's got 4 kids. She's looking like she's, you know, probably church every Sunday. Like, I look mm-hmm. like a good girl on my Facebook.
Mm-hmm. Head skills just translated into other skills.
Yes.
To have 4 children. Yeah.
Yes. I worked out how you fall pregnant.
Yeah. I had the same boyfriend throughout high school.
Did you?
Yeah. Yeah.
All high school? Wait, what are you saying?
So, well, I don't know, what?
You were never up to mischief.
Year 10, 11 and 12. So in Darwin, high school's year 8.
What year does kindy start in?
Transition? Like kindergarten?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Oh, okay.
So primary school's kindergarten mm-hmm. transition mm-hmm. to year 7 and then in Darwin you'd go to year 8.
Oh.
So 8, 9, I was like, whatevs. And then year 10 I had a boyfriend and he was not in high school.
Left high school?
Yeah.
How old were you?
16.
How old was he?
20.
Oh, my God. When did no one flag this as a problem?
This is what I'm saying. The school didn't flag the fucking fornication quote in the yearbook. Here I'm off gallivanting around with a fucking adult man.
I 100% think you've never grown up.
Listen, the ADHD diagnosis is like a lack of dopamine in the brain, right? So people with ADHD do things to get that hit so they could shop and they could do dangerous things or, you know, all those things.
Yeah.
Maybe that's what I was doing. All these years, I'm just going to.
Sometimes maybe drugs was safer.
Yeah, but see, but I didn't do drugs because.
I know, that's the problem.
Yeah, but listen, mm-hmm. I didn't do drugs because of Anna Woods. Do you remember that story, that girl that went to a party, she had ecstasy?
Yeah.
And her parents went on a big campaign to, like, not do drugs,
yeah.
blah, blah, blah. So I was like, fuck that shit. I know me as a person. I know that it'd fuck me up.
You know what, though? That's amazing that their campaign worked enough for you to be like, I'm not touching this shit.
Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah, yeah. But do you know what? I met her sister last year by chance at a funeral.
Oh.
Yeah. Did I not tell you this story?
No.
Yeah, well, yeah. I mean.
She doing drugs? No, I'm
kidding. I feel like now I've identified who the family is. I don't want to go into, like, the specific of the funeral and the nightmare of that funeral. But, yeah, so how random is that? So I went up to it, like, when I was talking to my friend, and he's like, oh, yeah, that's Anna Woods' sister. And I was like, holy shit. And I went and had a chat to her, and I said, hey, look, I know this probably doesn't mean anything, but I'm letting you know, like, that I never did drugs.
Because so can I have my badge now?
I never did drugs because your parents did such a really good job. And she was like, thank you so much. I'm going to let my dad know. Sometimes they feel like now it's not as the word's not out there as much, but knowing that it's still – reminds people of her.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, and that's why I said it, because I thought that'd be a nice thing to hear absolutely. As a parent, to know that you've lost your child but you've made a difference.
Yeah, absolutely. So maybe you should have done drugs.
I have recently had a drug experience, and I can 100% confirm with you that it was probably a good idea that I did not do it back then.
Oh, really?
Yes. Okay, so it was your birthday. Party celebration. Where did we go out for dinner?
We went to Luna Bar.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So started off, had some cones. I don't know.
No, but you've done weed before.
Yeah, in Amsterdam. Okay. Yes. I don't remember the trip.
And brownies.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So I guess I don't count that, though.
Okay. You're down in the beach floating. Your mum is the best choice for you.
Yeah, well, yeah, see, okay, yeah, I don't, so, like, listen, we just have to recap. We don't include weed as drugs for me because I ate a space cake as a kid and my parents just, like, took my brother and I to the beach and we just floated in the water for, we had day off school. We were fucked up. Anyway, so don't count that as drugs because, you know, I don't know, natural, do I don't know.
So did a few cones.
Yeah. And a bottle of wine before we went out to dinner. For your birthday.
You must have been cooked.
Yeah, I was cooked. Got there, but when I got there, all the cocktails was running around. The bar staff brought us shots.
Yeah, because free shots, free cocktails, because one of them got spilled accidentally.
Oh, fucking no. Yeah. But then I was in the bathroom and I had some Coke, right? It's the first time in my life I'd ever done that. I don't know why I decided to do it. But then we ended up at CMC, the men's club.
Yeah.
And I threw up in the bathroom there.
Yes.
Yes. And then I was outside and everyone was like, oh, let's get you home. And I'm like, I can fucking Uber myself. So 2 a.m., got an Uber to Gungahlin, told the guy to stop the Uber because we were there. And he's like, okay. It was 2 blocks away, 2 a.m. I took my shoes off and was walking around the street.
Who's we? Were you with somebody else?
No.
Just you. Okay, just so there's no we. It was you and
your... No, well, he dropped me off and then it was me by myself.
Okay, right.
So I'm walking around Gungahlin with my hands in my shoes at 2 a.m., cones, Coke, and cocktails. Yeah. Oh, there we go. Cones, Coke, and cocktail. That's the name of the podcast.
Triple C. My God.
Triple C.
Triple C. Is that an ABC thing? Triple B. I don't know. Triple J.
Triple J. But so then I got inside. I was like, great, cool, have a shower. Fell asleep in the shower. Woke up to having flooded the bathroom because I fell asleep over the plug. And then I got up at 6 a.m. go, okay, cool, got to go get my car from Civic now.
Oh, my God, I remember messaging you. You were not okay to get your car.
I was fine.
Let me be clear. On my birthday, I babysat many. I don't do drugs. That's not something I do. I'm not trying to get a badge of honor or anything. So it was very interesting to
listen,
watch.
Listen, miss, I gave head in high school. We've got our own things, all right?
Yeah, we've all got a thing. So it was very funny to watch my girlfriends, all under the influence, just wild cats, my friends.
I want to know.
Wild cats.
How did you get all the bruises over your legs, though?
I must have dropped it low. You should have seen my knees were black. Like black.
Yeah.
They were fucked up. I don't know what I did.
I did carry you at one stage.
You did carry me. You were carrying me.
It was carrying you. Okay, cool. We should really organize a night out and just invite everyone.
We should just bring the podcast.
Podcast, yeah.
Oh, my God. What happened to the rest of the girls?
I don't know.
So in the end, so once the girls got to CMC, we had to take Holly into the bathroom. She did her
vomit. Oh, were you there, were you?
I sent one of the other girls.
But were you at CMC?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and then when you got back, I said, no, I put you in a damn car.
Yeah. Uber?
Yeah, I put you in an Uber, and then me and another friend, we bundied on out of there. Yeah. So.
Successful birthday?
It was a great birthday. Yeah, it was really good.
So if we're just addressing growth, what will we do this year? But here's the thing, though. I don't actually think Coke did anything for me.
Oh, you didn't? Interesting.
I think
Does
it's
that
the ADHD.
Mean you want to try again?
No, I don't. I have no interest.
Okay, that's
I have
good.
No interest. I think I was having a moment that night where I'm like, fuck it.
Yeah,
but
you'd already done cones.
Yeah. I mean, probably not great to mix, but how else are we going to know? Not to mix the three C's. but. I don't know. So ADHD.
Yeah.
They say people who like do drugs that have that effect, it has the opposite effect on them because
really?
Because it's like calming them down.
Oh.
This is now an ADHD podcast.
You know what? Everyone is fucking diagnosed with ADHD. I feel like we all have a thing, don't we? Like, we all have a thing. No, not actually diagnosed with ADHD, but we're all, like, so many people, I reckon, at the same time you told me you had it, like 25 other of my friends.
Were they all women?
Yeah.
Do you know why?
Because it doesn't, like, it takes longer for us to identify it.
Because the original studies of ADHD were done on boys only.
That's because boys are fucking tapped with ADHD. They are
extra energy. And it's different. And that's why women don't get diagnosed until their 30s, because there was no indicator at, like, because it was all based on boys' studies, not girls.
There you go.
So what's wrong with you? We've identified what's wrong with me.
I'm practically perfect in any way.
How are those head skills still?
You know what? They are non-existent, to be honest. So I did.
Growth.
I've done what? Yeah, growth.
Well, there you go. Growth.
Yeah, nothing crazy.
Nothing crazy.